The title of today's message is The Day of the Lord, The Day of Christ. In this lesson, we will be showing how the Day of the Lord is also the Day of Christ. By proving this day is the same day, we will be able to see that the gathering together of the saints, better known as the rapture, will happen sometime just prior to the Battle of Armageddon. Most of the Christian world teaches that the church will be raptured out either before or sometime during Daniel's 70th week. By proving that this day of the Lord is also the day of Christ, we will be able to establish that the rapture takes place just prior to the Battle of Armageddon. We'll begin our reading in Isaiah chapter 13, verses 6 through 16. Howl ye, for the day of the Lord is at hand. It shall come as a destruction from the Almighty. Therefore shall all hands be faint, and every man's heart shall melt, and they shall be afraid. Pangs and sorrows shall take hold of them. They shall be in pain as a woman that travaileth. They shall be amazed one at another. Their faces shall be as flames. Behold, the day of the Lord cometh, cruel, both with wrath and fierce anger, to lay the land desolate. And he shall destroy the sinners thereof out of it. For the stars of heaven and the constellations thereof shall not give their light. The sun shall be darkened in his going forth, and the moon shall not cause her light to shine. And I will punish the world for their evil, and the wicked for their iniquity. And I will cause the arrogancy of the proud to cease, and will lay low the haughtiness of the terrible. I will make a man more precious than fine gold, even a man the golden wedge of Ophir. Therefore I will shake the heavens, and the earth shall remove out of her place in the wrath of the Lord of hosts, and in the day of his fierce anger. And it shall be as the chaste roe, and as a sheep that no man taketh up. They shall every man turn to his own people, and flee every one into his own land. Every one that is found shall be thrust through, and every one that is joined unto them shall fall by the sword. Their children also shall be dashed to pieces before their eyes. Their houses shall be spoiled, and their wives ravished. In this passage of Scriptures, many clues were given to us about the day of the Lord. We were told that it was a day of destruction, a day that men's hearts will melt, for they shall be afraid, with pangs and sorrows as a woman that travaileth. The day of the Lord is a day of wrath and of fierce anger. The stars of heaven and the constellations thereof shall not give their light. The sun shall be darkened in his going forth, and the moon shall not cause her light to shine. It is a day of punishment on the world for their evil, and the wicked for their iniquity. A day that the proud will be made low, the heavens will shake, and the earth shall be removed out of her place. In Luke chapter 21, verses 25 through 28, And there shall be signs in the sun, and in the moon, and in the stars, and upon the earth distress of nations, with perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring, men's hearts failing them for fear, and for looking after those things which are coming on the earth. For the powers of heaven shall be shaken, and then shall they see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. And when these things begin to come to pass, then look up and lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh. At this point, we see that many of the same clues are given to us from Luke about this day of the Lord. But we also are told that after we begin to see the start of these signs, that the Son of Man will come in a cloud with power and great glory, And when we see these things, look up, for our redemption draws nigh. Many people will say that this set of scriptures is referring to the Jewish people and not to the church. But if you look at the other gospel account of Matthew of this same event, you will see that this is referring to the rapture of the church. In Matthew chapter 24, verses 29 through 44, immediately after the tribulation of those days shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of the heavens shall be shaken. Again, at this point, we are told of the clues or signs that we are looking for. And then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven. And then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn. And they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. Now listen to the additional information that the Apostle Matthew gives to us. And he shall send his angels with the great sound of a trumpet, and they shall gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other. We are then given a parable after this verse. We will talk about it shortly. For now, let's focus on verses 30 and 31. We were told that the Son of Man will be coming in the clouds with power and great glory, and that he will send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet to gather together his elect. Many people will interject at this point that this again is speaking of the Jews and not the church. But let's examine this teaching against other scriptures. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 51 through 53, behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump. For the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. Here we are told how we will be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, and then told when? At the last trump. For the trumpet shall sound, and we shall be changed. We just read in Matthew 24, 30 through 31 above that Jesus will send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet to gather together his elect. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 15 through 18, for this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God. And the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we, which are alive and remain, shall be caught up together with them in the clouds, to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. Here we are told that the Lord shall come, which we know the Lord is Jesus. So the Lord Jesus shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God. Then shall we be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. We just read in Matthew 24, verses 30 and 31 above, that the Son of Man, or the Lord Jesus, will be coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory, and that he shall send his angels with the sound of a trumpet to gather together his elect. Nowhere in Scripture does it teach that the Lord will come in the clouds of heaven to gather together the Jewish people. In fact, the Bible teaches us that he will return to the Mount of Olives and fight for Jerusalem, and the Jewish people will run to him and be saved. In Zechariah chapter 14, verses 1 through 5, behold, the day of the Lord cometh, and thy spoil shall be divided in the midst of thee. For I will gather all nations against Jerusalem to battle, and the city shall be taken, and the houses rifled, and the women ravished. and half of the city shall go forth into captivity. And the residue of the people shall not be cut off from the city. Then shall the Lord go forth and fight against those nations, as when he fought in the day of battle. And his feet shall stand in that day upon the Mount of Olives, which is before Jerusalem on the east. And the Mount of Olives shall cleave in the midst thereof, toward the east and toward the west. And there shall be a very great valley, and half of the mountain shall remove toward the north, and half of it toward the south. And ye shall flee to the valley of the mountains, for the valley of the mountains shall reach unto Azel. Yea, ye shall flee, like as you fled from before the earthquake in the days of Uzziah, king of Judah. And the Lord my God shall come, and all the saints with thee. In Zechariah chapter 12, verses 9 and 10. And it shall come to pass in that day that I will seek to destroy all the nations that come against Jerusalem. And I will pour upon the house of David and upon the inhabitants of Jerusalem the spirit of grace and of supplications. And they shall look upon me whom they pierced, and they shall mourn for him as one mourneth for his only son, and shall be in bitterness for him as one that is in bitterness for his firstborn. In Zechariah chapter 13, verses 6 through 9, and one shall say unto him, what are these wounds in thine hands? Then he shall answer, those with which I was wounded in the house of my friends. Awake, O sword, against my shepherd, and against the man that is my fellow, saith the Lord of hosts. Smite the shepherd, and the sheep shall be scattered, and I will turn mine hand upon the little ones. And it shall come to pass that in all the land, saith the Lord, two parts therein shall be cut off and die, but the third shall be left therein. And I will bring the third part through the fire, and will refine them as silver is refined, and will try them as gold is tried. They shall call on my name, and I will hear them. I will say, it is my people. And they shall say, the Lord is my God. At this time, we should be able to see that Matthew chapter 24, verses 30 and 31, was depicting the rapture of the church. If you would like a Bible study on who the elect is, on our website, please go to the written sermon section. Select to the church and look for the sermon, Who is the Elect of God? If you prefer to hear this teaching, go to audio sermons by Ronnie Harris. We will now continue on from Matthew 24 and verse 32, where we are given a parable from the Lord concerning that which he has just spoken. From this parable, we will also be able to see that the Lord was referring to the rapture of the church, and that the elect of God in reference is the church. In Matthew chapter 24, verses 32 through 44. Now learn a parable of the fig tree. When his branch is yet tender and putteth forth leaves, ye know that summer is nigh. So likewise ye, when you shall see all these things, know that it is near, even at the doors. Verily I say unto you, this generation shall not pass till all these things be fulfilled. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. But of that day and hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. But as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. At this point in the parable, we have been told that the generation that sees these signs coming will be the ones that also see the coming of the Son of Man. Continuing at verse 38, for as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and knew not until the flood came and took them all away. so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Then shall two be in the field, the one shall be taken, the other left. Two women shall be grinding at the mill, the one shall be taken, and the other left. Watch therefore, for ye know not what hour your Lord doth come. But know this, that if the good man of the house had known in what watch the thief would come, he would have watched, and would not have suffered his house to be broken up. Therefore, be ye also ready, for in such an hour as ye think not, the Son of Man cometh. We can see that this parable is speaking about the rapture of the church. Not only does it tell us to be watching for the coming of the Son of Man, but we are given a reference from verse 43 that tells us if the good man of the house had known what watch the thief would come, he would have watched. Then we are told to watch, for we know not the hour that the Son of Man cometh. Throughout Scripture, we are taught that the coming of the Lord, the rapture, will come as a thief in the night. And again, in this parable, we see a reference to the Lord coming as a thief in the night. So then, we can see that both Luke and Matthew were describing the same day that the prophet Isaiah was describing. We know this because of the clues and signs that were given, and that the rapture of the church can be established within those clues and signs that were given to us. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 1 through 4. But of the times and the seasons, brethren, ye have no need that I write unto you. For yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. For when they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them, as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. But ye, brethren, are not in darkness, that that day should overtake you as a thief. Again, we are told that the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, and then told that we are not of darkness, that that day should overtake us as a thief. Also, we learn that verse 3 is directly connected to the day of the Lord, as the prophet Isaiah has told us from Isaiah chapter 13, verses 6 through 8. How ye, for the day of the Lord is at hand, it shall come as a destruction from the Almighty. Therefore shall all hands be faint, and every man's heart shall melt, and they shall be afraid. Pangs and sorrow shall take hold of them. They shall be in pain as a woman that travaileth. They shall be amazed one at another. Their faces shall be as flames. If we, the church, were already raptured away, then the Apostle Paul would not have addressed this letter to the brethren, nor would it tell us that we are not in darkness, that that day of the Lord should overtake us as a thief. In Acts chapter 2, verse 36, therefore let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God hath made that same Jesus, whom ye have crucified, both Lord and Christ. Here we are told that God has made Jesus both Lord and Christ. This should help us to better understand that the day of the Lord, the day of Christ, is the day of the Lord Jesus Christ. In 2 Peter chapter 3, verses 9 through 12, the Lord is not slack concerning His promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up. Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought ye to be in all holy conversation and godliness, looking for and hasting unto the coming of the day of God, wherein the heavens, being on fire, shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. Here Apostle Peter has shown us that this day is the same day. This day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night. It will bring with it a great noise. The elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth and the works therein shall be burned up. And then Apostle Peter tells us, this day of the Lord that is coming as a thief in the night is the coming of the day of God, wherein the heavens being on fire shall be dissolved and the elements will melt with the fervent heat. In 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verses 7 through 10, "And to you who are troubled, rest with us, when the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with His mighty angels, in flaming fire taking vengeance on them that know not God, and that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord, and from the glory of His power, when He shall come to be glorified in His saints, and to be admired in all them that believe, because our testimony among you was believed in that day." Here we see that Apostle Paul explains to us that the Lord Jesus will be revealed with His mighty angels, and that He will come in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that obey not the gospel. He then tells us this is the day that He shall come to be glorified in His saints, and to be admired in all them that believe. In Acts chapter 2 and verses 20 and 21, "The sun shall be turned into darkness, and the moon into blood, before that great and notable day of the Lord come. And it shall come to pass, that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved." This reference of being saved only applies to the people of Israel. See Joel chapter 2, verses 28 through 32. In Zephaniah chapter 1, verses 14 through 16, "The great day of the Lord is near. It is near, and it hasteth greatly, even the voice of the day of the Lord. The mighty man shall cry there bitterly. That day is a day of wrath, a day of trouble and distress, a day of wasteness and desolation, a day of darkness and gloominess, a day of clouds and thick darkness, a day of the trumpet and alarm against the fenced cities and against the high towers." Again, we are told that the day of the Lord is a day of wrath and a day of trouble, desolation, and waste. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 6 through 9, "Therefore let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober. For they that sleep in the night, and they that be drunken are drunken in the night. But let us, who are of the day, be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and for an helmet, the hope of salvation. For God hath not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ." This day of wrath that the church is spared from, or not appointed to, begins with the signs and clues we have been told to watch for. "The sun shall be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light. The stars of heaven will cease to shine." And when we see these things, we know that we are not appointed unto the wrath of the Almighty to be poured out upon the wicked, but to obtain salvation, wherein the Lord will then appear in the clouds, as Matthew chapter 24, verses 28 through 31 tells us, and gather us together with Him to be forever with the Lord. In Matthew chapter 24, verses 28 through 31, "For wheresoever the carcass is, there will the eagles be gathered together. Immediately after the tribulation of those days shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of the heavens shall be shaken, and then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven, and then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn, and they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory, and He shall send His angels with a great sound of a trumpet, and they shall gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other. In 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 1 through 6, "Now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, and by our gathering together unto him, that ye be not soon shaken in mind, or be troubled neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter as from us, as that the day of Christ is at hand. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come, except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition." Here Apostle Paul has told us the answer to what we can expect before the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and our gathering together unto him. That this day of the Lord's coming and our gathering together unto him will not take place until these two events take place, which was a falling away and when the Antichrist is revealed. Thus it is not yet time for this day of the Lord, nor is it yet time for the Antichrist, who opposeth and exalteth himself above all that is called God, or that is worshipped, so that he as God sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Remember ye not that when I was yet with you, I told you these things? And now ye know what withholdeth, that he might be revealed in his time. So according to Apostle Paul, he has given the church the answer. Now you understand that the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and our gathering together unto him will not take place until after the falling away and the Antichrist is revealed. So that which is withholding the Antichrist and his revealing is time. His time will not come until there is a falling away and many other Bible prophecies are fulfilled. And until these events take place, the time of the day of the coming of the Lord and our gathering together unto him will not come either. In Revelation chapter 1 and verse 7, "Behold, he cometh with clouds, and every eye shall see him, and they also which pierced him, and all kindreds of the earth shall wail because of him. Even so, amen." In Revelation chapter 16, verses 15 and 16, "Behold, I come as a thief. Blessed is he that watcheth and keepeth his garments, lest he walk naked and they see his shame. And he gathered them together into a place called in the Hebrew tongue, Armageddon."